Welcome to Super Bowl 48 between the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. The field is a frozen tundra imported at great expense from Alaska.
I need a doctor.
Then I'm dizzy.
Rumor has it they're about to give out the company Christmas gifts.
Did you start that rumor? Not a rumor.
That's a rumor. That's a goddamn rumor. That's a rumor. That's a goddamn rumor.
Who told you that?
Oh, I got it in. The VP of personnel is doing my girlfriend.
Ooh, look at you, Mr. Connected.
I hope it's better than last year's lousy gift.
Yeah, what a rip.
Oh, remember this gift? The executive stress ball?
Executive decision.
Lyon, record executive at Executive Records.
One more squeeze and you're fired.
Now I feel more stressed than ever.
Excellent.
You don't look so excellent to me.
Ho ho, humbug. Santa Claus approaches to judge and punish.
Wow, a good gift for once.
Oogle goggles. Augmented reality glasses.
Augmented strength serum.
Fixer heavy line, but now augmented.
You wear them like eyeglasses, but inside the lens, you see information about the people and places around you.
Woo, finally I'm not a slave to my stupid human eyeballs.
He's my slave.
A slave putting this deal. Ooh. Whoa. Who's looking at? Glasses. Call Lenny.
Ooh, I'm getting a call. Answer call. Hello?
Lenny, it's me, Homer!
Huh. I always thought it was Simp San.
Really? Don't you ever look up at the sky?
I always wondered what that was.
Sir, I'm concerned about your sudden generosity. The doctor said to bring you in right away if you display kindness or warmth.
Oh, don't worry. This Santa still has claws. As of now, each of those nuclear nitwits is wearing a video camera with a direct feed to me.
You're spying on them?
The spy!
He's a spy. Captain, he's the spy.
Smithers,
How much did this company lose to office supply theft last year?
$7,043.
Yes, well, no more of that. Thanks to this $26 million surveillance system, beware, rabbits! I spy with my transplanted eyes. Oh, and I forgot to show you the best feature. Each of these buttons represents an employee. When I press it, he or she dies. What's wrong with this thing?
Now remember, kids, the school says you must have a Valentine card for everyone in your class.
How does this mean anything when everyone's forced to do it?
What did I say about pointing out the meaninglessness of things?
Not to.
Well, no way I'm giving a Valentine to Nelson. He's a bully, and I do not love him.
Jesus says to love your enemies.
That's because Jesus knows one day he gets to look his enemies in the eye and say, "It was me who sent you to hell."
Bart, your school requires you to give everyone a Valentine card in an envelope with a fun sticker. Your teacher put out an email alert. Your teacher put out an email alert.
Red alert! 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 Red alert!
Boom! Spoiler alert. Boom! Spoiler alert.
With a video attachment.
Welcome to First Line. Tonight, Valentine's Day. Always a massacre. At this school, children may give valentines to whomever they choose. Danny is unpopular due to rumors he sleeps in the raw with his ma and his pa. Human young are born with the ability to count valentines, and Danny realizes he's been snubbed.
Past generations of children were used to rejection, but today's kids, raised in a climate of video games and instant messaging, are fragile weirdos. Messaging are fragile weirdos.
Stay away from there, it's fragile! Stay away from there, it's fragile!
The binding is fragile. The binding is fragile.
On February 15th, 2 a.m., after checking the mailbox one last time, Danny nearly died. From an overdose of little candy hearts.
Fine, Nelson gets a Valentine. An old one from the box. Perfect. Bad movie, bad pun, even bad paper stock.
What's so funny?
I'm watching videos of idiots wearing these glasses and not paying attention to the world around them. Look at these jerks! Ah!
What's so great about these state-of-the-art solar-powered computer glasses?
I'll let you try them on right after I decide if these videos are funny or die. Funny, funny, die, die, funny, funny, but the guy died.
Oh.
Now a simple Sunday drive will reveal the hidden wonders of our hometown.
Hmm.